So welcome everyone to day 21 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Congratulations on being here today. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long breath out. Just let yourself be where you are. In your seat, in your space, in your body. And continuing today's discussion of the inner resources of resilience, we are moving from gratitude to confidence. And this is not the confidence of like getting an A. It comes from getting an A or promoted or being really savvy with a clipboard. That's me. This is the confidence that comes from knowing that you're worthy of love and belonging. And when I was reading about this, I was thinking about Brené Brown's TED Talk, famous TED Talk about vulnerability, mostly because I just showed it to my students last week, so it was on my mind. And from her research, she says the only difference that she found between the people who have this kind of confidence and the people who don't, is that they believe they're worthy of love and belonging. So I want to invite you to feed the wolf of love and belonging. And to that end, I wanted to start today with a practice called the Caring Moment practice, and some of you have done this with me before. It comes from the work of John McCransky. His book, you can find it in his book, Awakening with Love, I think it's called. Anyway, Lama John McCransky. So to begin, I'd like to invite you to just bring to mind a moment in your life in which you felt cared for. When someone saw you, just for who you are, with that sense of appreciation, love, again, not based on getting the A or getting everything done on your do list, but they just loved you for who you were. And this doesn't have to be a perfect relationship, it can be just a moment in a very imperfect relationship. It could be remembering the way your dog looks at you. Sophie loves me unconditionally, I know, and I can see it in her eyes. And so I just want to invite you to just bring that to mind as if it were happening right now. And following Rick Hansen's suggestions to just stay with that for a moment. Enriching the experience and absorbing it by just noticing how does it feel? How does it feel in your body? How does it feel in your heart? And let this sense of love and belonging be the ground of your practice today. Both on the cushion and as you go through the day, see if you can notice it happening in your just day-to-day life. Could be just the way a stranger smiles at you. And these no big deal moments can really add up and really feed that wolf of love and belonging, creating the sense of confidence. And then shifting and bringing it into the formal practice. So again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground, the sense of care being the ground underneath you. And then from that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. connecting to that natural human dignity, that worthiness, and then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, letting that in, and then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth, joy, care of this moment.